I want you to be a good girl for me. So far, so generic, but let's talk about what I mean here. You've always wanted to be good. Growing up, this used to mean to be good in school, to be nice at home, and out and about, and to be safe, and to not get a reputation. Your mom chastised you when you wore slutty tops, and you learned to be a good girl. A girl who doesn't really care about boys, and if you did, then only as friends. Only ever so slightly, in a romantic way, anyway. A good girl thinks about if a boy will love her, if he's the marrying type, not about how his strained, hard, slightly glistening cock might taste. You played that proper girl for so long you became her. But you're not your mama's girl anymore. You're a woman. My woman. When you want to be safe, you come to me. The rules have changed. See, your parents locked your sexuality away for safekeeping. Not out of malice, but out of concern and discomfort. And we really shouldn't hate them for this, for the shame and the anxiety. We all know that they meant well. They love you. They guarded it because they thought it was a precious thing, and they were right. It is precious, but it's not, because it's a prize to keep hidden until they feel like it's time to unveil it, but because that sexuality is yours, and something very beautiful and sexy, and something you should get to express. I know, because when I was sitting behind you, rubbing your clit, and you got so turned on, you just stopped caring. You started speaking aloud that delicious filth your beautiful mind so eagerly rifled through, trying to find more turn-ons to fuel your fire. It is precious, but I don't want it stowed away anymore like fine china waiting to be ceremoniously taken out on a very special occasion in some vague future. I want it out now. You and I, we both know how much more beautiful it is when it's being used, when those gears in your heads are turning and your cunt is leaking. I don't want you to chase away the thoughts anymore. I want you to bring them out, zoom in, immerse yourself, and think about letting a hot driving in a structure reach over, or imagine getting off next to your cute friend and squeezing her hand, or begging a faceless daddy to fuck you. Yeah, this is all you until you share it with me. Then it's us. We'll get to enjoy it together. Maybe we'll play some of it out, and maybe it'll just drive us to devour each other with more urgency. You see, no one else exists in our world, no one to judge, so you should just let me swim naked in your sacred pond, and please swim in mine too. I want you to be shameless. I want you to be my lover. Love, be loved, shamelessly so. I want to experience you naked in thought and body, and not through a veil of repression, but not through a mask of performance either. You, not the little angel you played for your parents. You. Only you, but all of you. I've gotten tastes and I want more. And I know, it sounds so easy. Just be you. It's not. I know it's not. It's not gonna be easy. When I say just be you, I don't want you to remain as you are now. You're still afraid. You're still caged. And I don't want to be too slutty or perverted. Don't be a prude. Don't want to be corny. I get it. Believe me. I mean, I feel corny enough reading this monologue. But I trust you to listen and to get something out of this in the same way I need you to trust me. Neither your desires nor your concerns are going to fall on deaf ears, and I won't ever think less of you. Never. So, you don't want to share me in a threesome? You know, that's fine. I love it when you say no, because anytime I hear that, you know, I get proud of you for standing up for yourself. And vice versa, I feel happy for you at any other time you say yes. Want to just lie in bed and play around with my cock? Not as foreplay, just for giggles? You know, that's fine. Feel its weight and texture bend in, get it hard, watch it get soft. I love that you're curious about me, and I'll jump on any chance to explore each other. Want to just let go and get fucked in your mouth until your tits are covered in your warm slobber, you know? Your yays and nays aren't in a tug of war for my approval. They're shaping and detailing a landscape that I already love enough to make my home. To be a girl, a good girl, for me, means that you have to be shameless. Okay? Good doesn't mean proper anymore. Good means unafraid. Be a good girl for me.